Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Brick House Podcast. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, today is so special. I'm wearing a tie.
Thanks for dressing up.
Yeah, no problem.
The trade deadline brings out the best in all of us.
It does.
This week's episode of Brick House is brought to you by Steiner Sports.
Okay.
Steiner Sports is the leading producer of authentic sports memorabilia and hand-signed collectibles. When listeners use promo code ALMIGHTY2017 at checkout, they receive 20% discount on their purchases.
Wow, 20.
That's a
huge.
Good deal.
That's huge.
So the trade deadline's passed now, Matt, and it's the time of year where all the rumors of the trades that almost went down start to surface.
Those are just as good as the trades that went down, in my opinion, sometimes.
I always find it interesting to, really speculate as to why GMs are leaking these things.
Sure.
As we talked about the last couple of weeks, a lot of GMs get really gun-shy when it comes time to actually pull the trigger on these deals, and they fear losing their jobs. They just hide in the men's room in New Orleans All-Star game.
Or if you're one special GM, you openly talk about how you had a better trade offer 2 days ago.
Yeah, absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
I'm actually not even in any way qualified for this job.
Yeah.
Let's go through a couple of the rumors that did come out. Jimmy Butler, there was a rumor that he was definitely going to move. The Celtics had their eye on him. The rumor was the Celtics didn't go after DeMarcus Cousins because they would prefer to get a Jimmy Butler or maybe a Paul George. And from what I've heard, the Celtics didn't want to lose Jay Crowder in the deal.
Yeah. When you can hang on to Jay Crowder over Paul George, you do it.
You know, and I've heard a lot of people start to discuss that the Celtics, maybe they got too good of a deal when they got rid of Garnett and Paul Pierce, getting the unprotected Brooklyn picks and the pick swaps.
Now they're scared to do anything with it, you mean?
Yeah, now their standards are just too high.
Yeah.
It's like they broke up with Brooklyn Decker now and they can't go out with Scarlett Johansson or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what the comparison is.
On the Vertical trade deadline show, they were talking to Brian Scalabrine, and Chris Mannix said, well, what about some sort of package for Paul George that's Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and the Nets pick this year for Paul George? And Scalabrine says, well, that might be too much. I wanted to jump through the screen and say, I am now the Celtics GM. We are doing that trade. Thank you.
Well, he's really rolling the dice that they're going to get the number one or number two pick in the draft.
Yeah.
If they somehow get bumped out of those top two picks, then they really might be kicking themselves that they didn't trade it for George or Butler when they had the chance.
Yeah, but even if you stay in the number one or two picks, if you're so set on Isaiah Thomas, then the two picks are point guards anyway.
Another rumor that you and I were talking about earlier, the Suns GM Ryan McDonough said in an interview this past week that an unnamed team offered their three best players for the Suns' three best players.
I love that, except I wouldn't do it. But what I thought about that was, it turned out, the Pistons? That's the rumor?
Everyone speculates that it was the Pistons because Andre Drummond and Reggie Jackson were involved in a lot of trade rumors.
Yeah, so if you're the Pistons, I find that trade to be funny because the Pistons are like, it's not really working out for these three guys here. Do you want these three guys there? If they are good together and they work, the Pistons wouldn't be doing that.
Stan Van Gundy must really be pulling his hair out if they're actually making suggestions like this.
Yeah, it's close to the do you just want to trade rosters trade that one day hopefully will happen.
Yeah, it's got to be unprecedented. I can't imagine anyone's ever traded their three best players. Oh, so let's go into some other recent news that affects the playoff picture. Now that the trade deadline's passed, the people that couldn't get any assets for their players are now having to decide whether or not they're going to waive them to make room for someone else or keep them on for the rest of the season. Or in Kyle Lowry's case, underwent wrist surgery this past Tuesday to remove loose bodies from his right wrist. He's aiming for a return before the playoffs, but this is pretty big news. Some people said that the Serge Ibaka acquisition was the biggest trade outside of DeMarcus Cousins of the entire trade deadline, boosting the Raptors' chances of succeeding in the East. But right after that, Kyle Lowry goes down.
Yeah, that's a terrible scenario.
If you're a fantasy basketball player, DeMar DeRozan had his season high, or career high, the first game Lowry missed.
Right.
Brandon Jennings just today was waived by the New York Knicks the day after a Charlie Rosen article. Now, Charlie Rosen is the guy who wrote the article criticizing Carmelo Anthony.
Okay.
He's a great friend of Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
Who's been writing articles about Phil Jackson for decades. The article yesterday called Brandon Jennings a, quote, profound disappointment who, quote, resists the triangle.
Huh. You know how the one thing people have been saying about our president is that he gets what he knows he gets from watching TV. So does Phil Jackson also get what he knows from reading Charlie Rosen articles?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Deron Williams is going to Cleveland, making him the second D Williams the Cavs acquired this month.
Oh, man, let's go for three.
Derek Williams being the other one.
Yeah.
Jose Calderon was waived by the Lakers. It seemed like a mercy waiving. The Lakers could help, could use help tanking the rest of the season, trying to keep their pick.
Yeah, you don't need any vets spoiling the tank party.
Yeah, Calderon is joining the Warriors, so that is quite the upgrade from the.
Oh, I didn't see that. He's joining the Warriors. Wow,
quite the upgrade from the third worst team in the NBA.
Yeah. Oh, no, please. I don't want to go. No.
Oh, there were some other trades that went down this past week. Maybe lesser known to our audience, but some rumors that Brickhouse uncovered.
Oh, wow.
Let me throw this one out at you, Matt. I heard that our president, Donald Trump, proposed a trade of the mainstream media.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't want the media in the White House press room anymore. He wanted to trade them for just a giant applause sign.
Nice, nice.
That he could push the button whenever he says something. I can imagine, I don't know who turned that one down.
It'd be the biggest, most brightest applause sign there is, Bob. Our buddy Sam Hinkie gets a little itchy around this time, you know.
Sure.
This is his first trade deadline without a team in a while.
Oh, man, yeah.
But he was at Starbucks the other day, right? And he was going to get what turned out to be the last chocolate croissant.
Mm-hmm.
But the person behind him wanted that croissant.
Oh.
So he traded that chocolate croissant for a future spot in line. If they're ever in the same line and that person's ahead of them,
they could swap spots.
Yeah, a coffee in 2020 and the rights to a pumpkin latte in October, bro. That's so I think he made out pretty decent.
Wow. Did he have to watch the other guy eat the chocolate croissant though? The Oscars were last night. I heard that Denzel Washington offered Casey Affleck a lifetime of free haircuts.
Oh, nice.
To not
nice.
Show up.
Nice.
Casey turned that one down.
This kind of has been a rumor for a few months. Mm. So, Joe Lacob, our boy.
Warriors owner, Joe Lacob.
Warriors owner. He was just recently given the chance to trade Kevin Durant back to Oklahoma City. And what Oklahoma City would give him in return was a chance. Now, this is kind of long. Here.
Okay.
A chance to wager $10 million on a hand of blackjacks that had eight, which he would then split because you always split eights.
Got to split.
Right? But he would know that because he's the best blackjack player in the world. But they would also guarantee him a possibility that he would get a three on both of those eights. And then could double down, thus having $40 million on one hand of blackjack, confirming his status as blackjack royalty.
Surprised his ego let him turn that one down.
I'm surprised.
I saw Vladimir Putin was rumored to be part of a mega deal that almost went down.
Oh, wow.
He was offering Edward Snowden and the Donald Trump prostitute pee tapes.
Oh, shit.
For Jay Crowder, Jaylen Brown, and the Brooklyn pick. But Danny Ainge still wouldn't do it.
Jay Crowder's a no-go. We already told you he is.
Do you think Danny Ainge sleeps with the Brooklyn pick, like, in a briefcase that is handcuffed to his wrist?
Yeah. Yeah, his son who works for him tries to get off. He's like, no. This has been a constant rumor that has been pushed on me for years, Bob. America's waiters, restaurant waiters, whenever I go into a restaurant and I order a Dr. Pepper, they keep trying to push root beer on me, Bob. They keep trying to get me to trade Dr. Pepper for root beer when they're clearly not the same thing. I don't know if this is like they've all band together. And,
wow.
Yeah, they keep trying to push this on me.
No, thanks.
I'm trying to stand up to them.
Yeah, that's not a trade I would accept either.
Yeah.
Well, that concludes it for my trade rumors. You got any more?
That's all I heard about. We'll have to keep our ears out, though. Ears peeled. Eyes peeled? What's the saying? I don't know.
I think the biggest takeaway for me from all the commotion that happened in the NBA this past week or two, the biggest one was the hiring of Rob Pelinka as the Lakers general manager.
I love it.
It's got my conspiracy theory spidey senses tingling.
Oh, you were, yeah, when I saw you the other night, you were all in. This was Alex Jones, the globalist type stuff.
Let me try and break it down for our listeners. First off, just to give you an idea of how long Mitch Kupchak has been with the Lakers, Mitch Kupchak has been with the Lakers so long that Meta World Peace is the only Lakers player who was born before Mitch Kupchak was employed
team. Yeah. Does that include, wasn't Mitch a player too? So does that include his playing days or just his GMing days?
I think he had a position in the front office before he became the GM of the team.
Okay.
But this is just his front office experience.
Yeah.
Wojnarowski tweeted that there's an agent frenzy going on trying to poach Rob Pelinka's old clients right now.
Right, because he can't simultaneously be a GM and be an agent.
Well, so he says. So he says.
I set you up for that one, Bob.
So, yes, just like, you know, Jay-Z couldn't own any part of the New Jersey Nets and be a agent, he had to sell his stake in the Nets to move over to be an agent. Likewise, if Rob Pelinka wants to be the general manager of the Lakers, he has to completely divest from Landmark Sports Agency.
Right.
Now, I think Pelinka should be under investigation for inappropriate communication with the Houston Rockets regarding the two trades they immediately made. The timeline is this.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, the day before the trade deadline, Magic Johnson announces that Rob Pelinka is in line to be the new GM of the LA Lakers.
Okay.
There was a report that Magic Johnson needed help on the phones because it would, quote, not be fair for Magic Johnson to be negotiating with general managers in the NBA, which I thought was kind of a weird shot at a guy who, you know, not only is a competitor who's won in the NBA, but is also a billionaire businessman who must have, you know, some semblance or idea of how to negotiate. Plus, it's not like he's negotiating for computer chips or something he doesn't understand at all.
Yeah. He's not working with Elon Musk and sure.
I think you can make the comparison that if the stakes were higher, like this, if this were weren't the Los Angeles Lakers, but like the fate of the free world, Rob Pelinka would essentially be Michael Flynn right now. The general, you know, who was talking to Russia and had
National
resigned.
Security advisor.
National security advisor.
For like a day. Right.
So the trades that immediately went down 1 hour after Pelinka is announced as the GM was Lou Williams to the Rockets for Corey Brewer and the Rockets 2017 first round pick.
Okay.
Now, Magic Johnson is not, you know, it wouldn't be fair for him to talk to GMs, right? Or to negotiate with GMs, which is kind of a weird dig, as I said, you know, especially with the Rob Hennigans and the Vlade Divacs out there. So the fact that Magic, the first GM that he's negotiating with is Daryl Morey, the GM perhaps most famous for winning every trade against all the others. Qualified GMs running the teams out there.
Right, just he's jumping right into the fray.
Yeah. Oh, and also, as we reported, Ramona Shelburne, just a couple weeks ago, when she was talking about Magic Johnson joining the Lakers, mm-hmm. Magic asked around about Mitch Kupchak, and the thought was, and the source for Shelburne's article was an unnamed agent who said that Kupchak essentially doesn't tamper. He doesn't cheat.
Right.
He doesn't communicate with agents or players until, you know, after the July 1st time is up.
Right.
So I went to CBAFAQ.com
awesome.
to get the actual NBA's definition of tampering.
Okay, what is it?
Okay. Tampering is when a player or team directly or indirectly entices, induces, or persuades anyone, player, general manager, etc., who is under contract with another team in order to negotiate for their services. The NBA may impose suspensions or fines up to $50,000 if tampering is discovered. This is an important part here.
Okay.
However, the league's practice has been to wait until a team lodges a complaint before investigating.
Right. Yeah, sure.
That's not to say they don't continue to monitor their league and won't take action independently if they discover that tampering has occurred. But in what world would Daryl Morey complain to the league that, you know, actually it wasn't Magic Johnson that I was talking to on the phone. It was Rob Pelinka.
Right.
You know, we should void this trade where I get the only competition for Eric Gordon, you know, sixth man of the year.
Yeah,
who, by the way, Rob Pelinka's client.
Yeah. Right. So could it count that, say, Greg Popovich catches wind of this and lodges a complaint? Or does
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely good. And, you know, another thing that made me just like, something's rotten in Denmark.
Yeah.
After this trade, everyone on the Lakers was announcing it was Magic who was on the phones.
Yeah.
It's just like, did anyone ask you that?
Right. Oh, it's they were volunteering information they didn't need to.
Yeah.
Which is a classic guilty person move.
Exactly.
Morey wouldn't complain because he just picked up Lou Williams for like the 30th pick in the draft, basically, the 27th pick.
Yeah. Corey Brewer wasn't having a great season.
Yeah. Corey Brewer, who makes more than Lou Williams, by the way, so they got a better player at
less
for
money.
Cheaper. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even realize that. I knew they were right around the same.
It's like $400,000 or something.
Yeah, Morey was quoted this week as saying that we absolutely figured the only way we're going to beat the Warriors is with a barrage of three pointers, and we're probably going to be a 124-120 affair if we're going to get past them.
Yeah.
I saw a stat that in the three games since Lou Williams has joined the team, the Rockets have shot 6 shots from mid-range.
Total.
In 3 games.
In 3 games.
6.
6 mid-range jump shots.
In 3 games.
That's insane. But they realize that's the worst shot in the NBA, Bob.
They know it so well. So here's a theory where I buy that the Lakers actually had Magic Johnson on the phone.
Okay.
He actually was talking to Rob Pelinka. So why then would it be made public that Rob Pelinka is the GM for the Lakers or is going to be the GM for the Lakers? Like, why release this information right before the trade deadline if it's going to take weeks for this guy to divest from his agency? He won't be able to help you for this trade deadline deal. Well, I think, since this guy is James Harden and Eric Gordon's agent,
sure.
Just having that information in his back pocket, Magic Johnson can now call Daryl Morey, and Daryl Morey, you know, maybe won't fleece him. Or Daryl Morey has this fear, like, man, if I, you know, really try and take advantage of Magic Johnson here, Rob Pelinka can really screw me with James Harden and Eric Gordon.
Okay, so he kind of had one up on him, so he decided to take advantage.
Yeah. Well, another thing, too, is why would Rob Pelinka go from getting 4% of James Harden's contract, 10 to 20% of his endorsement deals, to get a job that pays, you know, $5, $6 million a year?
That's the biggest question for me, is he's going to be taking a pay cut, unless he's getting something crazy.
Or maybe he saw what Donald Trump has done and, you know, he sort of changed the meaning of the word divest, you know?
Sure.
Maybe it just means divert directly into my bank account.
Are you saying that Rob Palenka is just going to put his kids in charge of his...
Maybe so.
Palenka's made a ton of money, so maybe he just wants a new challenge?
That's another... Yeah, that could be. Maybe he's going the LeBron James to Miami route, you know? He's giving up money just for love of the game.
If you're agent and you're spending all these time talking to GMs and owners, after a while, you've got to start thinking, man, I could GM this team. I could do this, right? Because there's so many moving parts and you're trying to get the best. You've got to want it. After you represent... He's represented Kobe, Durant, Harden. I don't want to say the fun of making guys zillions of dollars isn't there anymore, but really, he's done that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's take a minute and tell our listeners about this Steiner Sports offer here, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Steiner Sports is the leading producer of authentic sports memorabilia and hand-signed collectibles. When listeners use promo code ALMIGHTY2017 at checkout, they receive a 20% discount on their purchases. How about a Kobe Bryant framed mosaic, Matt?
Well, does Palenka get any of that money?
It's available on Steiner Sports. It caught my eye. I think, you know, it'd be some cool memorabilia for your man cave. Kobe would get a nice chunk of change. Brickhouse get a little piece. And Rob Palenka probably get some sort of diverted kickback, too. So especially if you're a Lakers fan, go out and use this promo code. You will help rebuild the Lakers. You know, one thing that was kind of a backlash of the Rob Palenka hiring was that African-American assistant GMs around the league were a little taken aback that Magic, an African-American, you know, man, didn't at least do a token round of interviews with some people of color for the position.
Now, I know the NFL has the Rooney Rule where you have to hire at least interview a minority.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like that in the NBA. And if there is, it might not apply to executives, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not aware of a rule like that in the NBA. We may see one soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the assistant GMs are right to be afraid, though. I think that Rob Lowe, a former agent being hired. Rob Palenka. He looks like Rob Lowe.
Yeah. Is that one of your notes?
Yeah. Yeah. Looks exactly like Rob
right.
Lowe. Yeah, former agent being hired to run the Lakers is an alarming sign. I think it's like, you know, a sign of more of this to come.
Well, yeah, anytime, and just in general, anytime you're someone who has kind of worked your way up the ladder and then you see a random person
with no experience.
Yeah, come in. You're probably not going to take too well to it.
Right. And the, you know, Lakers job hasn't been open for 20 years
right.
either.
Yeah, this is a major shakeup for a team that has no shakeups.
And if last summer is, you know, just used as a snapshot, I think all the deals that were going around the league point to more evidence that if you want to look at who's winning these negotiations, general managers or player agents,
yeah,
I think the tie or maybe a very lopsided victory is going to the agents here.
Right.
Whoever is, you know, Kent Bazemore's agent or Bismack Biyombo's agent, look out. He's going to be running the Dallas Mavericks in the next couple of years.
Yeah, who's a guy, I don't know who's a free agent this summer that is going to make a ton of money that shouldn't, but you look at that agent, he's your next guy on board for some random team.
Yeah, I was looking at that and looking at Palenka and him weighing his options between the Lakers and his players that he has under contract and who's coming up for a contract next, right?
Right.
I think Dion Waiters.
Oh yeah, Waiters is he's going to get paid.
Yeah, he's a player under contract with Palenka. Andre Iguodala is going to be up for a new contract this summer, but he's 33, probably going to take some sort of price cut or pay cut to be able to stay with the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and one funny thing too, that last contract that Palenka got Kupchak and Buss to sign for Kobe, $48.5 million.
Yeah.
coming off an Achilles injury where he hadn't played a single minute of basketball. That contract essentially cost these guys their job.
So he negotiated the contract that set him up for a new job.
Brilliant.
That's genius. Although it is a job that will give him a pay cut, as we discussed.
Yeah. Oh, and what about this rumor that Paul George wants to be on the Lakers? Did you hear about this?
Briefly.
A week ago, Paul George says he just wanted to play for a winning team.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week later, he wants to play for the Indiana Pacers, a winning team, or the Lakers.
It's funny that he said a winning team or the Lakers, Bob. I don't know. Is it just the cachet of being the Lakers that he just assumes the Lakers won't be bad for an extended period of time, maybe?
I think it's Palenka or Magic Johnson yeah. just telling some media member, you know what I heard Paul George say? He wants to be a Laker.
Magic called up Paul George and said, if you come here, I'll give you 50% of my stake in the TGI Fridays down by LAX. Is that the...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Palenka is not really at the peak of his agency's powers right now. No. As you said, Kevin Durant used to be a client of his.
Right.
He left to join Jay-Z's Roc Nation. Chris Bosh is another client of Palenka's who has a max deal, but
who's essentially dead man walking at this point.
His contract is probably going to be paid by an insurance company.
Hey, it's still money, baby.
Yeah, so maybe Palenka could just get, you know, all that money in some sort of buyout when Chris Bosh does.
Oh, yeah.
Keep that money coming in while he gets a job with the Lakers. Maybe they're going to give him some sort of Phil Jackson money. You know, $12 million or something. He made $13.5 million last year just on his 15 players contract.
Palenka did.
Yeah. That does not include any endorsement.
I don't know how do agents get paid? If I'm your agent and you sign a $60 million deal and I get 5% of that, so that's what, $3 million over the life of the contract, do I get that all up front or do I get it when you get paid?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because if that's the case, he's leaving a ton of money on the table.
Yeah, well, what I would imagine it would be, whether he gets paid up front with some sort of out of the player signing bonus or gets paid, you know, every 2 weeks when the player gets paid.
He runs the mailbox for the check.
I bet you he is, you know, if he's getting out of Landmark Agency, and by the way, James Harden is going to stay with Landmark with whoever else
for
is
now.
There.
For now.
Right.
Also, you better fire up that Harden Lakers jersey in a few years. But anyway, what?
Oh, well, I just think that he's probably, all the contracts he's negotiated, like, he's still going to get that money. It's just that any future contracts he would negotiate or any future deals that James Harden would get, they get 4% of the player actual contracts, but anywhere from 10 to 25% of endorsement deals.
Right.
James Harden, signed a $200 million deal with Adidas over 13 years, and this is year two of it? You know, no way Palenka's just like, I don't need 25%.
Yeah, that's
$200 million.
20 to 50 million, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guarantee he's keeping that money. Or, you know, it's still going to roll in.
He should be entitled. I mean, he's the one that went through on that deal. So he should be able to collect. Like, Trump should be able to collect on anything that was signed before. He shouldn't necessarily be able to collect from here forward, even though he probably will. But same with Palenka. Whatever Harden signs from now forth, unless Palenka's like furiously trying to get him to sign things before he has to completely divest. It's really interesting. Though, one thing I would be interested to see is, say, this offseason, Iguodala's a free agent. If the Lakers want him to come in, now how does Palenka, so used to trying to get as much money for Iguodala as he can, but now what is he going to say negatively about Iguodala or any of his clients, you know? It's great.
Yeah, it will be interesting. One last explanation that was given about trades that, you know, involves our favorite funny team, the Sacramento Kings, was why the Kings rushed the DeMarcus Cousins trade. Okay. Everyone wants to know this, right? Wojnarowski reported on it. He wrote, quote, "They wanted to do this deal before Vivek Ranadive changed his mind again." This talk about this new list of transgressions by Cousins over the last few weeks, the incident with the Golden State fan, the technical fouls now that turned into suspensions, these were very consistent with what's gone on. They weren't new. Now they used to say, well, we just decided we couldn't go forward with him. Management, the front office, they wanted to trade him for a very long time, and they could not get Vivek on board. Once they had Vivek on board, they didn't want him to change his mind again. That was part of the reason they rushed on Sunday to get the deal done.
So there could be some method to Vlade saying he had a better deal 2 days ago to try and use the media to, like, Vivek, bro. I don't know. Buddy Hield's the next Steph Curry. That's all I know.
The only problem is owners don't get fired.
That is true. That's a very astute observation you have there, Bob.
Let's do a quick diss of the week. Yo mama is so fat. This is also involves the Sacramento Kings. A Sacramento fan held up a sign behind Kings announcers at their first game back after the trade deadline against the Denver Nuggets. The sign read, "I had a better sign 2 days ago." Just tickled me.
Yeah.
On the next episode of Brick House.
We'll keep listeners abreast of all the conspiracy theories we just put out into the universe.
Mm-hmm. No. With conspiracy theories, you're supposed to lob them out there and not check in with them. You're just supposed to let them roam around and create chaos. That's
a marinade.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we still have to check in on the progress of Boogie and Brow pairing. Did you hear their new nickname, Matt?
No, please tell me.
Fire and Ice.
Oh man,
this is an allusion to Game of Thrones.
Which was which?
Oh, I think Boogie's got to be fire, making him Jon Snow.
Okay.
In Game of Thrones.
Sure. You see that one Game of Thrones guy just died? The 7'7" guy? The really tall one?
Those 7'7" guys don't last long.
No, they don't.
So Anthony Davis, unibrow, he's Ice.
Ice.
He's Khaleesi.
Makes sense.
Follow us on Twitter at BrickHousePod. Check out our website, BrickHousePodcast.com. If you want to be our friend, rate and review our show on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And if you like this show, check out the other podcasts on the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. They've been making some great content all season. I liken them to the Kawhi Leonard of NBA podcast networks.
Wow.
And that they're always seem to be getting better.
Yeah.
The NBA playoffs are less than 2 months away, Matt. We'll talk to you next week on the next episode of Brick House. Thank you.